A group of 55 young people are gathering in Girdwood this week for the Conference of Young Alaskans. The delegates are coming up with plans for shaping the future of the state in several different areas, including the economy, the environment, and education. Abayu Moore is a 24-year-old college student from Dillingham who is a delegate. She says when she first heard about the conference, she got excited.
They said leadership conference, and I was like, I can do it. I have a loud voice. I love people of all different types. And so I wanted to come in and put my voice in and hopefully represent a wide, you know, array of people that are from my community.
What specific issues are you working on today, Abayu?
Today, my big thing is natural resources and environment. I'm from Bristol Bay, and one of the most controversial issues right now is the Pebble Mine. The smaller villages, it seems like people, the smaller areas, rural Alaska, people are kind of quiet about it, especially like the young people. They're too shy to speak up and to jeopardize our food and our water by putting a mine in there that may potentially pollute, you know, everything that we live off of subsistence-wise. I'm really passionate about it, and I want to get the word in. You guys, urban areas, listen to us. We love our way of life. Please, please let us have a say in how we manage our land.
All right, well, let me ask you what the highlight has been for you personally at this conference, Abayu.
The highlight is just opening my doors to new ideas, I guess. I sometimes can fall into tunnel vision where, especially about mining, where I'm like, hey, I subsist. I don't want any sort of pollution to happen and that would wreck my way of life. But then it's nice to hear people who are pro-development, but then there are other ways to develop the land and resources in healthy ways, which is not saying that I'm open to mining, but just using Chena Hot Springs as an example on how they're using geothermal technology to heat and power their entire business and operation up there. Development isn't always a bad thing. There are safe ways to do it if you can keep in mind the waste that you're going to be putting out. So just being able to interact with a whole different group of people that I normally wouldn't hang out with.
So it's doing something for you right now, but tell me what you think the conference will do. What lasting impact will it have for the state?
Well, it's connecting leaders. We get to do all of these different polls, and one of the questions was, how many people are going to return to Alaska? And 80% of us said, this is where we want to be. And knowing that, you know, a whole group of leaders and connections that are going to help you overcome any sort of barriers that are holding you back from making changes. So me being from a rural community, when I want to talk to someone in Anchorage, I know like a whole new group of people that are going to help me, and we have common interests. We want to make changes. We want Alaska to be the last frontier. We want Alaska to be great. And so for me, it's just all the new connections and knowing a whole different group of leaders that I've never had exposure to.
Abayu Moore is a delegate at the Conference of Young Alaskans in Girdwood. The meeting wraps up tomorrow.